This is CliffCentral.com.
CliffCentral.com. It's Friday. Everybody's in a good mood. We're at the Lifestyle Garden Center in Eysturoy and Beyersnodia. Sounds like I'm still running Casper's show here for a second, saying all that Afrikaans stuff. But I got to tell you, this place is absolutely mind-blowing. I've been here before. I mentioned it before on my show. There's so much to see. You'd need 6 to 7 hours just to cover all the ground. You would. And even then you'd miss things and you'd have to come back. So what I would suggest to anybody who is planning to do maybe a big winter renovation, a big summer renovation in their garden, if you can plan that far ahead, is you got to spend one entire day just looking and making notes. I mean, I'm saying this is a Virgo with obsessive compulsive disorder. And then spend another whole day just buying. And you'll need a truck. It won't help to come here with a car. And you will need to have saved for the entire year. So actually a bit of planning is probably a good idea. Not because they're expensive, but because they've got so much that you want. You're going to walk out with trolley after trolley after trolley full of stuff. Look, I mean, I love my house. I don't like to leave it because people, you know. I don't want to leave my house. I love being at home, and I like having a garden. It's not a huge garden, but I like it to look nice. You know, sit in a garden that you're unhappy in. Makes you miserable, all overgrown, and things maybe not even grown. Maybe things are just brown and dead. So a place like this represents the very best of what human beings can achieve. You know why? Because everybody wants to change the world. You start with your own house and your own garden before you start trying to change politics or join the UN. Start cleaning up your own house. Tidy up your garden. Plant something pretty. Once you've got that sorted out, then you can move into the neighborhood and start sorting that out. Once you've been out in the neighborhood sorting that out, you sort your whole street out. After that, the whole municipality. And when you're powerful enough to change a whole municipality, then we can talk about you changing the world. It's goddamn millennials running around thinking they can change everything from the outside in. Get your shit together. It's embarrassing. So this morning and this afternoon, we've done a couple of live broadcasts from here. We're actually sitting in the middle of one of the covered sections of the Lifestyle Home and Garden Center. And the reason I say one of the covered sections is because there's so many different places here. I mean, I went, when I arrived, to a Moroccan coffee shop. I went from a Moroccan coffee shop to a warehouse, a hardware tool warehouse. I went from that to a place where they've got seedlings, beautiful, colored, gorgeous, magnificent flowers, seedlings, to a place outside where they've got a garden show. But like 6 to 10 different people showing off what they think are the right garden designs. It's unbelievable. And then I didn't even take a break for lunch. I carried on moving. I walked through the place where they sell the packets of seeds. I'm sitting looking at a range of keys. You can get a key made here. I mean, this place is unreal. You basically come here, sort out your life, and then go back into it having everything organized. And when you talk about organized, I talk about happy. To me, the same word can be used for both interchangeably. Happy equals organized, and organized equals happy. Oh, man. Nothing I can't find here. This is my happy place. All right, so Sunil Osman is here. How are you, dude?
I'm all right. How are you, man?
Fine. You wandering around here as well?
I read it is extremely huge. There's no other word to describe it, but besides huge.
Magnificent.
I saw some little crocodiles on that side, and I thought they were real.
Yeah.
And
I saw two vultures. I thought, wow, are you allowed to have those in captivity? But they weren't real. They look real.
And there are these water features which won't work in Cape Town. But, I mean, at the same time, they are beautiful.
They might work in Cape Town. They might give you the illusion that it's raining or make you feel like it's not boiling hot the whole time.
Desert will be next year.
Sure. I don't want to joke about Cape Town. I've changed my mind about that. But this place really is spectacular. So we're going to talk to Robin, who we met on my show just the other day. She's in charge of marketing here. We're going to find out from her. She's been rearranging stuff. And clearly, within the 2 months that have elapsed since I was last here, she's moved everything around. She doesn't stop. Come and sit here, Robin. Come here, grab a seat. Before you have to run off to another meeting or something, sit here with me. Talk to me about this wonderland that you've made. You and the rest of the crew here. Which, Balissa, which microphone are we on here for Robin? Balissa's also running around trying to look at everything. Ah, there we go. Robin?
I'm on. Oh, hi, yes. Gareth. Thanks for having me again.
Well, thank you for having us. We're in your place now.
Pleasure. You're in our hood, and we're very excited.
Listen, you come to work every day. Is there something you don't see every time you walk around? Is there always something new? Because you're covering my... I mean, you're fit. You're in good shape because you have to walk around the premises the whole time, just making sure that everything's still okay.
There's something new every day. I walk on the floor every single day, and almost every time I see something new and interesting. And I think that's the beauty of this place. It's continuously changing. And because of our product range and all the different departments that we have, there is continuously something new. Even me, who works here every single day, I'm always seeing something new.
You think I'm being silly when I say you have to come here for one whole day just to look around and one whole day to spend?
No, that is the absolute truth. And I think what people need to do is just come on a weekly basis, because then they'll always find something new. Well, they'll always buy something new.
You're speaking my language. Yeah, people, a lot of people in the world live like wild animals, like beasts of the field. They live in a mess. They have the surroundings are dirty and filthy, and nothing grows. And what a way is that to live for a human? You're not an animal. You're not a wild beast of the field. Tidy up your life, right?
Yeah, definitely. I completely agree with you, Gareth.
All right, do you agree?
I think it's...
I'm not giving anyone room to disagree. This
Although
time.
I might run around crazy feeling like an animal, you know, because there's so many different places.
All right, I've got to say, Palesa, first of all, did everyone behave themselves this morning? I'm very concerned that Dave and Casper and Jonty were all well behaved, because we don't want to embarrass ourselves publicly with these people, right? Everything was okay. If Palesa says it was okay, it was okay.
Yeah, no,
thank
it was
goodness
excellent.
You're here, Palesa.
How much did they pay you?
Talk about wild animals. All right, so we're here until late this afternoon, but your busiest day must be Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday is normally our busiest days, but Friday is also a good day. A lot of people like to come out at the end of the week and also have a nice outing. But yeah, Saturday and Sunday, that's generally when we're busiest and lots of people around and a great vibe.
I've got to acknowledge an addiction. And a personal problem that I haven't spoken about before. There's a shop here called Westpac. I'm not going to give them a free ad because they don't do anything for me, except the stuff they sell. I could walk around in that shop. You find drawer dividers. You find little boxes within little boxes within little boxes. Plastic containers for everything. The place drives me crazy. I feel like an alcoholic when they walk into a bottle store. When did they come in here?
So they've been here for quite a few years now, and I think it's also a big draw card. People love Westpac, and it just adds to the whole appeal of the center, because they really do have a very good product range.
Well, it also marries into what you guys are doing, because you can organize your life.
Absolutely. Right. And especially people like you, who are a little bit OCD. Perfect for them.
I'll show you pictures. You'll want to commit me to a mental hospital. A little bit. All right, so, I mean... We could talk about all the different things that are going on here, but I want to know who comes here. Is it families? Is it young people, old people? Are we talking about people who only have a lot of money? Are we talking about people who have just a little bit of money? I mean, is it everyone?
I think the real thing about this center is that there's something for everyone. And whether you're a homeowner or not, there's always going to be things that you can buy. Definitely, there's a huge attraction for families. Given the family environment and outdoor environment with the playground and the restaurants, that's what really attracts family outings. Mm-hmm. Also, we have people who have big homes and have a lot of money to spend who come and literally buy trolleys full of plants.
Brilliant.
And then we also have people...
When you see those people... Do you try and sell them even more than they thought they wanted to buy? Or do they do that themselves?
Sometimes I think we don't even need to try. They just see so many things that they want to buy that they just pack their trolleys full. Obviously, our sales advisors are always around to assist, and they, you know, can sell you complimentary products.
Right.
So that also helps. But the other thing is that even we get a lot of customers from old age homes or who live in townhouses who come and even put one or two products in their trolley.
Old people.
Yeah, huh. Lots of old people.
When do they come?
They come mostly during the week. Right. So if you want to see them around, then come on a weekday.
I'm trying to avoid them.
Oh, no, Gareth, that's terrible.
Yeah.
But I think that our customer range is quite vast. I think that we really do have something for everyone. And so depending on what your preference is of type of people you like to socialize yeah. with, then you can come any day.
All right. No, yeah, that sounds good. I mean, everybody deserves to have a good shopping experience.
Definitely.
But it isn't just a shopping experience. As you say, you can come here and have lunch and dinners. And you can just have a really good time. And there's plenty to keep you busy and keep you occupied. Look, I mean, look at that guy with that weed trimmer. You'd think he'd gone straight to heaven.
Yes, it looks like he has, and he is super excited
about that.
He's
so happy. He's so happy right now.
All right. Okay. So are you here 6 days a week?
No, 5 days a week and occasionally on weekends.
Shame. I mean, you need to have a little bit of time off.
Yes, our staff work very hard because obviously we are a retail environment. It's important that we have people available all the time.
Stop with the marketing for a second. I want to ask you, do you have a nice garden? Because, and be honest with me, don't give me the whole marketing spiel. Do you have a garden at all? A. B. Is it a nice garden? Would I be impressed and maybe a little bit jealous? And C. When by the time you get home from 5 days of worrying about gardens and products and all the stuff that you do, are you so sick of this stuff that the last thing you want to do is look at a garden? Tell the truth.
Okay, so to answer your first question, yes, I do have a very big, beautiful garden.
Beautiful. Oh, all right. At least you walk the talk.
Also, in my bedroom, I have succulents on my windowsill, which I absolutely love, and I slowly have been building up a collection. I think what actually happens, and I think that comes more from passion for the product that you work with, not necessarily just because I work here, but I find new things every day here that I just want to buy. So even though I spend the whole day here, even when I go home, I still want to be involved in gardening and greenery. I think working in this environment makes you love it even more, even if you didn't love it before. So yes, to be honest, I do. And
thank
I have
goodness.
A wonderful succulent collection, and I just keep building because every time I see a new product, which I do almost every day, all I want to do is buy it for myself.
Do you have anything called a crassula?
Yes, I do. A crassula alvata. I do. I definitely do. Wow, Gareth, you are just so informed. I'm very impressed.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I was looking at your pool acid just now, and that's probably something I need.
Okay,
I like
great.
A bit of pool acid. Do you know what? I found a pair of nitrile gloves. That's always useful. You know, I'm a frustrated inorganic chemist.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Man of many hobbies. Oh,
so you can understand, like, there's stuff that would appeal to me that would appeal to no one else. Batteries. I can't get enough of batteries. I stack up batteries and globes. I've got... You've got to... Let me let you into my world of insanity, all right? We're in a sharing kind of mood, you and
yes,
me, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay, Sunil, you can ask questions too. So I go and I buy a trolley full of globes, of all the different bulbs that I need in my house. But like the trolley full, so that I don't have to go there for 5 years. And then I get home and I line them all up. I put them into containers. I know exactly how many I've got. I make sure that everyone is accounted for in the house, that I put new ones in. If a bulb blows in my house, I don't have to get in the car like most of you schlubs. I just go to my pantry and I grab a brand new pristine bulb and plug it in there, and it looks great.
So you've got a globe section.
I have a section in my pantry. There's a whole shelf. All the bulbs. Once I did a stupid thing.
I'm waiting for the stupid thing.
I went and I bought a big box of like 20 of these ones with a bayonet thing, but I needed the screw-in ones.
Oh, that is such that a happens. Common
so
mistake.
I wasted, I don't know, 400 rand. And I was too embarrassed to go back and hand them back. So I've got an oversupply of the bayonet kinds. How embarrassing is that?
That's very embarrassing.
So if anybody needs a bayonet, they can just contact Gareth now.
Well, bayonet bulb, let's be clear. I'm not selling edged weapons. Do you think that's crazy?
I do. I think some people think they're being organized by stocking up like that. Then you make a silly mistake, and then you have too many of something you don't need.
So you think I'm crazy?
So I think rather you just need to visit us on a weekly basis and stock up when you need it.
But that's exactly why I want to come in here, do a big shop, and not come back every week. I'm not one of those people who enjoys the shopping experience. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's nice to make sure that you got everything, but I like a supply that I can look after, that I've got control of.
Yeah, I think many people can understand that.
Yeah.
I think you're also just a little bit strange, but that's okay.
You're honest. I like that too. See, we're becoming real friends when you could start being rude about me and I don't get upset.
You know what I found really strange when I was walking around earlier is the people were sitting down in different places. Like, they actually really get tired of shopping in such a big place. So you guys have provided a place for people to sit down.
Yeah, there are benches. But look, there's a whole lot of areas that you can just chill.
Also, they have to enjoy the environment. That's the whole idea.
But tell the truth. That's mostly for the old people.
But it's mostly for people who get tired. Or also husbands who get dragged along with their wives and don't feel like walk around shopping. That's exactly who it's for.
Is there a cutoff age for these old people? I mean, if they get to like 99, do you stop them from coming in here? Because they could just wee it. They could wee at any time.
But I'm sure you have something to clean up the wee as well. Probably do. You probably do.
Oh, no, everyone's welcome, really.
You're so sweet. Oh, all right, so what are we selling herb-wise? Because I need to build a herb garden.
Oh, my word, we have a huge range of herbs. I think you'll have to visit our feed from your garden area. There's a whole area with edibles, herbs, and veggies.
Would you advise me to get the seeds in your new seed area or to go and actually get the little plants?
I think it depends what you're looking for. Seeds are always great because you get to follow the whole process. From planting, you watch it germinate, and then obviously sprout the herb or veggie that you planted.
You become a parent.
Yes, so you get to see that whole process. And I think kids love that, or people who are just getting into gardening because they get to like watch the whole thing. But obviously, some people also enjoy to have those ready-to-use pots.
I'm so happy you said that because, Ari, I was listening to Kelman yesterday talking about coming here today. And he's excited, but he's a city kid. He knows nothing. He thinks milk comes from a container. He doesn't know where it comes from. He thinks carrots are Woolworths makes them with a 3D printer in the back of Woolworths and they put them on the shelves. He's a moron. If you grow these things yourself, I mean, they taste better. You feel like you've helped to nurse this thing to health, and it can be a really rewarding experience.
Absolutely.
I like the idea of the seeds because then you can see how successful you would be if you were a farmer.
But yes,
and Gareth will be buying every single packet of seeds and have a special
section. I want to know.
He will have a cupboard of seed packets.
Has Julius Malema, who's always talking about the land, has he ever been in here and bought seeds?
I'm not sure. That would be really nice if he came and bought seeds.
He must start talking the talk. I mean, he's all mouthy in Parliament. We need the land. We need the land. How much has he planted? If he's so keen on the land, what's he going to do with it when he's got it? He's like a dog that chases a car. What are you going to do when you get it?
Yeah, that's true. He should come here, he should buy some seeds, and he should really, you know, do what he says he's going to do.
Thank you. Let's start a political movement right here from Home and Garden Lifestyle Center. Let's do this, please, right now.
They'll take all the red flowers.
Yeah, I'm with you, Gareth. I'm with you on that.
Right, thank you. So when we start talking about land, let's be serious about this. What are we going to plant on it? Turn it into fertile land.
Yeah, fertile land with edibles so that people can actually feed off the land.
All right, teach Sunil here because I guarantee you knows nothing about phosphates.
I was actually stuck on the carrots being made with 3D printers.
No.
So help him with, because we talk about soil and you explained to my buddy and Ben the other day, I thought you did it very well, that plants don't just live on water.
No, they need, obviously plants need food, just like humans and any other living organisms. It's very important to feed them the nutrients that they need. And just like Ben said, he thought that plants get nutrients from water, which isn't true. They need to get proper nutrients from fertilizer. And obviously, depending what plants they are and at what stage they're in, if you're just planting them or if they're more established, they're different fertilizers, obviously, to cater for all those needs.
So I've got a mint plant at home that's busy dying. It's because I haven't been feeding it.
Yes, probably. Okay. It could be a few more factors, but you need to feed it.
He looks like an irresponsible sort of person. I don't think he even waters properly.
No, I don't. I wait for the afternoon rains.
No, I think you need to put a little more in.
Right. Now, okay, how many people do you have working here?
There's about 150 staff. Wow. We have floor staff and admin, so there's quite a big amount of people. We even have people like watering ladies, forklift drivers. You have no idea. It's incredible the kind of staff that we have and the people that make this whole place run.
Jeez, and it's 6 or 7 days a week.
7 days a week. Oh, wow. We open every single day from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
You don't get any day off.
Mm-hmm. We only closed on 2 days of the year, Christmas Day and New Year's Day. Every single other day we open for public to come and enjoy.
Brilliant. Because, you know, sometimes you want to do a bit of that stuff because you've got time on Sundays.
Yes, we open.
Right. And most people think, oh, well, nothing's going to be open. What am I going to do on a Sunday?
Oh, well, we're available, and it's a beautiful day out here, so you bring the whole family.
Well, thank you for having us. I think I'm going to ask Celeste to go and get me a coffee. We're going to chill a little bit. I'm going to explore a little bit. Oh, just tell me about the garden show that's going on.
Yes, so our annual Lifestyle Garden Design Show is on at the moment. It's been open for about 2 weeks, and it will be open for public viewing until about the end of May. And it's incredible. The students from Lifestyle College, which is a sort of sister company of ours, they design and build the gardens. It's part of the practical component of their course. And it's incredible. Over 2 weeks, they literally build from the floor up these incredible gardens. There are 9 different gardens on show at the moment, but they all fuse into one another, and you're welcome to walk inside and touch the plants and feel. We even have a kids' garden with a mister that the kids can play in and use the toys. Yeah, so we just invite people who want to get some inspiration, different ideas.
And this I heard year, you can even help people to recreate those gardens exactly where, if they wanted to at home.
Yes, exactly. All the products that are used in the gardens we sell. We also sell an annual garden guide. All the proceeds go to JAM, which is our charity. Mm-hmm. And in that garden guide, it has all the plants and the ideas behind the different gardens so that people can understand the concepts and take the ideas that they want and replicate it in their own gardens.
I know that when Ari comes in later on, you're going to tell us more about JAM. So yes. I'm going to let you have a break. Otherwise, you're going to start feeling like you're a broadcaster here and we don't have anything to do.
Before she goes, I want to know what a touch garden is.
A what?
A touch garden. You mentioned touch gardens.
Touch garden?
Touch plants. You can touch the plants. Or
oh, what? Yeah, you can touch.
So well, you're digging.
You idiot. You touch the plants. What the hell's wrong with you?
But I'm looking for
did
the
you go to school?
What?
All I'm doing is encouraging you to get your hands dirty and just to
Jane.
Really engage with the
Jane.
Plants and
Jane,
see what's
Jane
going
Malachi.
On there.
Right. Jane Malachi is going to be put in charge here of choosing the plants for Kelman. So Jane takes no nonsense from anybody. She was a little bit nervous the other day. I did hear her saying to someone, I think it was to Ben, oh, no one, who's going to look after this garden? It's going to be you, because you know Kelman can't. He's useless.
Yeah, and apparently Ben also can't look after much, and neither can Mbali. So no, I don't know who's going to look after.
So between Mbali, Ben, and Kelman, it's going to have to be you, Jane. At least you know, because you did grow up in Limpopo. You do know how to grow things.
Yes.
You used to grow mealies. Mm-hmm. You used to have lots of snakes in the garden
you
that you had
me.
To kill. Yeah, so but you know what you're doing.
But I was so scared this morning when I saw the snake, the sight. I was shaking, eh?
What, like a real one?
The real one, Papa G.
Where?
That sight.
There was a real snake from the pet shop. It
Even
came to
they
visit
brought the
team.
Snake here by the table.
No ways.
I'm telling you. Look at Palisa.
That's not nice.
It's nice. Uh-uh. They're selling the snakes here.
Uh-uh. Okay, but now hang on. Let's just talk about the plants. Have you had a look around? Do you know what you're going to buy?
Yeah.
Do you have a good idea? Are you excited?
I'm so happy, actually.
Oh, good.
I'm already choosing the plant with Celeste, actually. We've been walking around.
Yeah.
I saw the one that I want. I told you, by my desk.
Yes, yes.
I need like a pretty flower like me.
You're a pretty flower. Yeah, you're a pretty flower.
Don't forget about that.
Don't worry. We're going to stock up your studio with indoor plants, and we're going to give you exactly the herbs and veggies you want.
Good. And Babaji, you have to thought about like summer plants in our studio.
Right.
Like when we get in, you can see like a smile into everyone's face so that we can take like plenty pictures because I'm going to be in charge, eh?
No, of course. You're going
to
have to look up. Did you see any water features you like?
I saw everything. I've been walking around like I'm working here, actually. I'm enjoying, like, you know what I'm saying?
Jane, what have you grown before in Limpopo? What kind of veggies and fruit and things have you grown?
Beetroot. Cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
Carrots.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Look
spinach.
Spinach.
Yeah.
And green onion.
Mm-hmm.
Morojo. Green morojo. Ditaka.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I saw everything in here. So can you give us maybe something like carrots so that I can make Papa G's salad in the morning.
Mm.
And
the small tomatoes. Yeah, Papa G.
Yeah. Small tomatoes. That's
don't
a
you
great,
want me to make a breakfast
win.
With some green stuff on
oh
top?
Oh my God, you're talking my language.
You see?
Yeah.
Because I know that you're eating healthy stuff.
I feel so privileged,
you see?
Jane, that you would make, you would grow plants and then feed me with them.
Yeah.
I love that.
So we have to do that for you. So every day morning when I have to come, you don't have to remind me to do anything for you. Yeah. I have to say, Papa G, there you go.
But you also know what you're doing. You're experienced in gardening. You're not like Ben and Mabali who'll
I
kill
know,
the
because
plants.
You know what? I work for Rina's mom for a long time. She teach me about the gardens.
Yeah.
Flower and everything.
Right.
You don't have to put water into the flower almost every day. You're going to kill the flower.
Right.
You see, that's the thing.
And if you have a question, who do you ask? Robin.
Robin.
Robin knows exactly all the answers.
I'll call you all the time. Make
of
sure
course you can. I think the team is lucky to have you.
Do you want there me to go. Make you please call me or call you?
Definitely give Jane your number. You'll never hear the end of it. All right. Thank you, Robin. I'm going to let you go and get into all the things you need to. And we'll hear from you later on about jam and everything else. Jane, thank you very much. So, Sunil, what's been happening with you, dude?
Oh, man, I've just been quite busy working off also on the Inspired Youth Show on Cliff Central.
I know that.
Monday's been awesome. I mean, mm-hmm. it's your radio station. So it's been quite great there. Busy writing a book right now.
Wow, what is that going to be?
It's something I created about 7 years ago, which I call a Sunny Motive. So I create quotes and I go into meditation and create quotes. So it's busy being edited at the moment.
What kind of meditation is this? Tell me.
It's silent meditation with plants around me sometimes, believe it or not.
And in the ones garden, that you can touch?
Ones that I can touch, yes. And like, let me rub the grass and let me think my coach going to come to me. And then, yeah, no, just, I mean, I got back. Last time we chatted, I was just about to leave the country, and I got back
that's
a year ago.
That's right. I remember that. What were you doing over there? What did you do?
I went overseas. I went to go do auctioneering on cruise ships.
Now, I've heard that is a lot of fun, but it's very stressful.
Very, very stressful.
So there are all these people with lots of money, and you auction stuff off on the ships, works of art and that kind of thing.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
And you have to try and obviously get as much money for these as possible, but you also have to make sure you don't get it wrong, because otherwise someone doesn't pay their bill, and it's a problem.
That's right. No, that definitely. I mean, my most expensive work of art that I sold was a Picasso.
Yeah,
from the Blind Matador series, and it was 63,000.
You sold a Picasso.
I was holding Rembrandts and Goyas and selling them.
That is phenomenal.
Yeah, no, it was really, really awesome.
That's an amazing experience.
It is. Especially because the education behind the Picasso.
Yeah.
But I mean, at the end of the day, this is a guy who never collected art before in his life. And when I talk about money, I'm talking about loads of money, a hell of a lot of money. $63,000 dropped it. Never, ever, ever collected art before in his life. And obviously, there was a lot of skills behind the auctioneering that I learned as well.
Who are the people who buy these things? Old, rich people.
The old people who are cruising for 3 months at a time because they don't want to go to old age homes.
They want to put that Picasso in their cabin?
There are people with art in their cabin, and then they have
that's
frames.
That's incredible.
It's crazy. And then you get the young guys, the young people there who are there with the older ladies. So you get the old ladies with the young guys, and then you get the... Oh, it was an absolute experience. But I got to see 36 different cities. I traveled. It was really, really
awesome. An amazing experience. I'm kind of jealous of that.
Don't be jealous, because it was a lot of hard work. There was sometimes 21-hour days.
I'll bet you didn't have the best cabin either, right?
No, when I became auctioneer itself, I had quite a neat cabin, double bed with just a square bathroom.
That's a big... Oh, no,
that's a big cabin.
I mean, for staff.
Yeah, there were no plants on the ship.
No,
not allowed.
Okay, have you met Celeste?
I love Celeste. Celeste.
Celeste's in sales for us at Cliff Central. She's a whiz. She's busy working her backside off. And she killed my plant.
Did you feed it? Were you touching it too hard? You were touching the plants too hard.
She showed me a picture of a plant. She said she said it's my plant that I say she's killed, but
no,
I don't believe it.
You know what? I said to Gareth, I did not kill his plant.
Oh,
I can even show you.
She blamed it on a hailstorm or something.
Oh,
I mean, what a lot of crap.
Remember we had that bad hailstorm a couple of months or two ago?
Yes, yes, yes.
So it killed all our flowers, and him and Rena were outside because we name our
flowers. What was my plant doing in the hail? It was an indoor plant.
You could see the clouds coming. You can go outside and rescue the plant.
So by the time I got it, it was dead. So my mom has revived it. And I showed him the pictures yesterday.
In cold blood, you put my plant in the hail and killed it.
And you're trying to
palm off this photograph of a fake plant, and you say it's mine.
No.
Get out of my sight, Celeste. I can't bear to look at you.
And then give mommy credit for reviving.
No. I'm going to show you the pictures. Mm-hmm. So now he doesn't believe
fake
it.
Fake news. Fake. Get out of here. All right. Have you found, heard you and Jane were shopping?
Well, Jane and I were shopping, and then just now Charmaine and I are going to go do some shopping.
Okay.
I'm going to go show her where the herbs are.
Charmaine looks like a big spender. You got to watch her.
Because now she's got a loyalty card, so now she wants to use it.
I heard Casper got a loyalty card.
Yes.
But he didn't want to admit his age. Is that right?
Yep. So they've got loyalty cards, so they're going to go do shopping just now, and I'm going to take them around.
All right. Go and check out the place. Make sure you make a little short list.
Yes.
We need to get it right.
Yes.
A really short list.
All right, Kanejo.
Thank you, guys.
Come over here. Kanejo is the youngest member of our CliffCentral.com family. He's in his school uniform. Celeste, you've killed my plan. Now you're going to destroy
She's
my studio.
She's breaking down everything. Celeste, just give up.
Kanejo is the youngest member of our CliffCentral.com family.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this your first time at Lifestyle, Kanejo?
No.
You've been here before?
Yeah.
When?
Tons.
Does your mother bring you here and shop for things?
Yes. Well, she comes here and then she looks. Sometimes I come here with my dad.
Uh-huh.
And
what do you like to look at here when you come? Because you obviously don't mind coming. Otherwise, you would have said no more after the first time. What do you come for?
I'm not sure.
Lots of things. Do you like the tools? Do you like the plants? Do you like the pots? Do you like the interior decorating? Do you just like the food? Come on, be honest.
Do you like touching the plants?
I don't touch the plants.
This idiot. Listen, this guy says to me. Oh, he says, while we've got Robin from Lifestyle sitting right here, he goes, oh, you said you can touch the plants. What does that mean? Is that a special kind of plant? Like, I mean, what kind of idiot says that? You're at school. You know that sounds like someone who's never been to school, right?
Yes.
Oh.
His name is Sunil.
Hello.
Hello.
Say shame, Sunil. Nice to meet you.
Well, I usually do come here just to look at the plants and walk around.
Ah, see. For all ages, right, Kanejo?
Yes. And that's what I mostly do.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever tried growing anything?
Yeah.
What have you tried?
I've tried growing a plant.
What kind? Like in a pot in your room?
A pot outside on our balcony.
Did it survive?
No.
I knew it.
Celeste was there. Celeste was there.
It was just 3 days.
Did you? Were you irresponsible enough to leave it out in the hail?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what killed it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I want you to go and look. I got to grow some things in my vegetable garden. So I want you to tell me what kind of vegetables you like to eat and which ones I should grow. And don't make them the difficult ones, please.
I can't really answer that because I really
what,
don't.
Carrots?
You could grow carrots.
Spinach?
No.
No, you don't like spinach.
Don't like spinach.
No. Beetroot?
No.
No? Lettuce?
Yeah.
Tomato?
Yes.
Cucumber?
No.
Green pepper?
Yes.
Ah.
Oh.
All right.
Let me try my luck. Broccoli?
No.
Oh.
Broccoli's not a plant.
I was just trying. I'll try my luck.
Yeah.
Everyone knows broccoli's an animal.
What the hell's wrong? Isn't he stupid?
Kind of, have you ever met anyone like this? It's like he's just come out of a zoo or something, huh?
No. I've never met
someone like this.
No.
Thank you.
He
now
says
we
he
met.
Used to work on ships. Do you believe him?
Yeah, sort of.
Oh, well, you're a nice man to believe in it. All right. Well, Kanejo, I hope you enjoy your time here at Lifestyle 2. If you have any questions, there's a woman called Robin. She knows everything about everything here. You can get answers to all of it. And please, try not to kill any more plants. Your mother is trying very hard to teach you how to be a better person, look after another living creature. You know, plants are a living creature. And if you can look after a plant, you can look after an animal. And if you can look after an animal, you can look after other human beings. That's a step. Okay.
I actually know how to look after an animal because I already have a dog.
I know you have a dog, but I'm worried about that dog because if you don't water it, you know what might happen.
But dogs don't turn into broccoli.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, they do. That's right. Sunil's spot on. All right. Thank you, Kanejo.
Bye.
Bye. Kanejo's here in his school uniform and everything. All right. Kill those other mics. I'm getting some echo on here. Well, except for me and Sunil, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it just our mics on? Don't lie to me, Palesa. Well, I'll tell you what. I am very impressed. It's Friday afternoon. There's a lot of people here. They've got money. They're shopping. Obviously, the economy is a little bit of a tough place at the moment, but people need to live in a nice environment. Otherwise, what's the point of living?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what do you have at home?
I've got a dog, but it's not named Broccoli.
Yeah.
I've got a garden with cacti, which I feel are good to look after.
Well, those could look after themselves, so you're obviously not very confident.
The one actually died.
Yeah, you killed a cactus. Do you know that cacti grow in deserts where there aren't any people to look after them?
I know. It was the hailstorm, I think.
Oh, what a lie. I'm sick of these lies from you and Celeste.
I've done the most Indian thing possible in that I started growing some chilies.
Oh,
yeah, and they actually...
Now that's exciting.
That's very exciting. I actually got them from a chili itself.
Yeah?
And then the person gave me these seeds and said, don't worry, they're not going to all grow. And then I put them into a pot and they've all sprouted.
Wow, so you're a bit of a chili farmer.
I'm a chili farmer.
Let me ask you something, because I went to Mozambique with Nando's last year. They showed me that they have a very specific kind of chili that they've actually grown.
Yes.
Genetically modified so that they're all the same. They produce the same amount of heat in their chili.
Yeah.
They told me that if you want a hot chili, mm-hmm. you need to give it a horrible environment to live in. In other words, the more hardship it has to deal with, the hotter the chili becomes. How hot are your chilies?
My chilies
are... eaten one?
I've eaten one of my chilies before, and it's one of those where you have to literally shower upside down hot.
Oh, and so, for an Indian to say that, that's something.
That makes you question the Indianness of me as we.
Yeah, I'm starting to wonder
and
about you.
And that's just one chili.
I think I'm more Indian than you are.
I think you might be.
Yeah. Let me just hold out your arm. Let me see there. I think I might even be a bit darker than you too. Look at that. I'm like Mariah Carey. Claim to be black when I'm lighter than Gareth.
My favorite plant to grow, though, I must admit, my favorite plant to grow that reminds me of my childhood are sunflowers.
Yeah, they're such happy things,
happy
right?
Happy things. They turn with the sun, they move, they turn, and then they
big,
die.
Big, beautiful, bright flower. But well, you get to use the seeds.
Exactly.
So it's useful.
And it invites birds to your garden.
See how much we're enjoying talking about plants? Who knew you and I would spend this lovely Friday, the 23rd of February, talking about plants like this?
Never, ever thought about it.
Hasn't your life improved?
I feel like I've grown. I've discovered broccoli is an animal and you can touch certain plants.
Exactly. You would never have known that. You would have walked through life like an ignoramus forever.
Oh, such an educational show.
I know.
Educational time. I know. And there's a lot of education happening around. I've seen there's a lot of people around here that also, they know their stuff.
They know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing, that's for sure.
All right, well, I'm going to go and look around again. We know we've got Kelman coming on later on, Millennial Gen. We've got a bunch of other shows, and I hope you're going to stick around with cliffcentral.com through the course of the afternoon. Lifestyle Home and Garden Center. It's here in what is this place called? It's Rand Park Ridge. Yep, Rand Park. Just come over here, please. This woman's been sitting shouting at me the whole way through the show. Come and sit here. I met you earlier. What's your name?
Hazel.
Hazel.
He pretends like he doesn't know me.
I met you earlier and you took
not earlier. We're talking about idols.
Yeah, but I don't know you. You know me from the TV. How must I know you? What must I see through the television to you?
Well, you said me I can't
You're
sing.
You're about as good as him figuring out the world.
You said I can't sing.
All right, no. Did I tell you you can't sing?
Yes, you did.
You came in for an audition and I chased you away.
Oscar to sing a song about plants on the spot.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'll start with
Let me hear your voice right now. Go on.
With plants.
No, let me chase everybody else away. Okay. You can know how it feels.
I see trees are green.
Yes. Sunil,
shut up. I sing. Tomatoes are so great.
Oh, God.
He's going to say go home. Go for it.
Well, shame. I'm just trying to stop the other customers from going home. I heard you singing and they're about to leave.
I know. That's what you said to me.
Hazel.
I'm so used to you.
Hazel, what are you doing here?
Oh, well, I've been working for Lifestyle for 12 years.
Where do you work in particular? Do you work in all the departments or are you everywhere?
I'm Hazel, the silk lady.
Oh, silk
lady.
Flowers.
So, no, not flowers.
What?
Well, Mr. Gibbons is going to fire me. I sell silk linen.
Oh, where do you do that?
Well, there's another
Where's
shop
your
around
shop?
The corner.
There's a lot of shops here.
Just opposite Liz and Glamour. There's so many shops here. I don't know if they
so
told you about
do
it.
Do they know that you're sitting here wasting your time with
well,
me?
Well,
I'm
on
could...
lunch break. Oh, okay. You're allowed to take that, right?
Yeah, well, I'm glad
It's a free
here.
Country,
hey,
boss.
Hey, I'm glad. I'm not your boss, and
you
I know it's a free country.
You called your boss.
He said that to me. He's like, Hazel, it's a free country.
Well, she said to me, can I take a picture? So I said, of course you can. It's a free country.
I said to him, can I go and say hello to my mama, my daddy, and my cousin? He's like, Hazel, it's a free country. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go there, boss.
All right, Hazel, I'm done with you. Go back to your silk shop.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Get off my air.
What just happened? What just happened?
All right, bunch of lunatics around this place. Starting to think I fit in here. It's like a mental hospital. It is. It's madness. The only sane person in this whole place is Palesa. You're not. Don't look at me like that.
I'm just like waiting for it. I'm waiting for the Sunil, you know.
All right. I'll tell you what. I'm so happy that we came here because now we get to share the experience of this amazing place with a whole lot of other people. And if you haven't been here before, just, you know what? You come here and then you can send me the thank you note afterwards. You can send me a nice email saying, Dear Gareth, let me dictate it for you. It can go like this. Go, Dear Gareth, I went to Lifestyle the other day after you guys were broadcasting there with cliffcentral.com. Oh my God, you've changed my life for the better. How much of my money do you want?
kind regards.
Write that down.
Kind regards, Sunil.
I mean that. Sunil, There are kids here. There are old people running around here. Well, not running, obviously, because they're old. But there are black people, white people, and rich people, and poor people, and people who want to buy garden things, and people who want to buy home things. Some people, a lot of lesbians with the tool section.
I think I just saw two old people racing each other.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's like a bit of it's like a national park, this place. It's fantastic. You never know. You go around the next bush, could be an impala, could be a leopard. You never know.
Or a crocodile.
I went around the bush just now and almost bumped into Dory. She was feeding on some edible plant there. I saw her with a lettuce. What was that, Dory? A cauliflower? Amazing. What a place. And you know they even sell the hose pipes? I mean, I'm drinking a coffee and looking at hose pipes and there are plants behind me. I feel like I could be at home. This is fantastic. Balessa, what are you going to buy before you leave here? Come on, tell the truth. I know you've got your eye on something. What do you want, a cactus?
No. One that survives.
You want a fern?
Something that survives.
Well, cactus. I'm thinking for you, something a succulent. All right, everybody. It's been what a fun day. And Kelman's still coming. And he's going to come out here, and he's not going to know the first thing about plants. I don't think Kelman's ever planted anything. Has he? Has Ari Kelman planted anything? Balessa, producer Balessa, come here quickly. You've been working with him for a while. I heard him talking on his show yesterday about how he thought carrots came in a packet at Woolworths and that they were 3D printed in the back. Does he know anything about plants?
No. He probably will kill it.
Now, you would be... I imagine, Balessa, you're a woman of the world. Mm-hmm. You've seen things grow.
Mm-hmm.
You've probably grown a couple of plants successfully.
Yeah, I've had one or two.
Veggies,
and
maybe?
A veggie patch as
okay,
well.
You've got a veggie patch. Well, that's impressive. Kelman, no such thing.
No, he said he wanted something green. So I'm like, but plants are green.
He wanted something green. I mean, that's...
I think Kelman and I went to the same school.
You didn't go to school, you and Kelman. That's the problem with you. Two of you can try and figure out what the difference is between an orchid and a bag of pebbles, and you still won't figure it out by the end of the day.
So what I suggested is that he gets something plastic.
No, that's a bad idea. I mean, they've got beautiful flowers here that you wouldn't know.
I know, but he's going to kill it, literally.
You wouldn't know these flowers were fake. I was looking at them just now, but you want the real thing. You know, a real plant adds oxygen to the air, which we need to breathe.
True.
A real plant is psychologically good for you because it's a living creature. It's been proven that these things have a positive psychological effect on people.
And they take in your energy as well.
That's right.
Yeah,
if you're an angry, miserable person, plants usually die around you. If you're a happy person like Hazel over there, everything lives. I mean, look at that.
Did you get a plant?
I'm going to go now. I mean, I didn't want to buy one now and leave it with Balessa for her to kill it. I'll go and look for it, and then I'll take it home where it can be safe.
I'm getting spinach, pumpkin, and probably some green peppers.
Why does Jane think that's funny? Why is she laughing at you? Does she not think you can grow plants?
The thing is, she thinks that I can't cook. So, yeah.
All right, everybody. It's been fun. Thank you. We're at Lifestyle, and we're here until late this afternoon. What time's Kelman on here? 4 o'clock. O'Neill's coming on next, the O'Neill Africa Experience, and that's all coming up. And Millennial Jen, and then it's Kelman. So you've got a whole lineup to keep you company, all right? But you know what you should do, actually? Here's a good idea. Is grab your phone, put some earphones on, and walk around Lifestyle while you're listening. You can do that. All right, and Sunil, thank you very much, man.
No, thank you very much. Cool. I've got an education.
Well, you needed it.
I do.
And thank you to Palesa, and thank you to Jane, and to Hazel, who popped by, and to Robin. Yeah, we're having a lot of fun here today.
This is CliffCentral.com.